It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. So let's get ideas flowing in here for a caller-only program. Your ideas for future segments are the topic of conversation. And along the way, we recall these great discussions with guests and the memorable on-air moments. Your participation is vital. Let's hear what programs you want us to put together in the coming weeks and months. What do you want to learn more about? What deserves a deeper dive, more attention? Join in this caller-only program. Lend us your ear and ideas. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Email your show ideas to ideas@wpr.org. Well, thanks to Maddie from Madison, recently called in and asked for a program about taking care of trees in urban communities. We had Appleton City Forester Mike Miklig come on the program and offered some advice for pruning trees.
We focus a lot of our care on young tree pruning. You want to make sure that even though a tree has only been in the landscape 2 or 3 years, that they will develop some bad branches and things that are going to grow in places that they won't be able to sustain themselves long term. So a lot of it is structural pruning. You want to have a strong central leader, not too many branches all coming out of one spot, because they are all going to get bigger. And it's a common misconception that the branches actually move up as the tree grows. They don't, just the tips grow. So you kind of got a plan for the long term future of the tree, and hopefully you didn't put too big of a tree in too small of a space.
Maddie, thank you again for that show idea. Bring yours now at 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. During a previous caller-only program, Pat from Deerfield requested a show with advice on responding to health insurance denials. And so we brought on Sachin Gupte, an attorney and clinical assistant professor at the UW Law School. Here is Sachin with tips on documenting your appeal process.
The first thing that I recommend doing is just putting together a timeline, both of who you spoke to, when you spoke to them, names, both on the clinic side and also on the insurance side. Even if it's informal communications, I think one thing that is always effective is if you can make an argument that as a patient, you did your due diligence and you did all the things that the insurance company asked of you. And if somebody on the insurance side said, gave you the thumbs up and said, like, yep, everything's good to go, while that's not going to necessarily be conclusive, it really helps to make an effective argument of like, hey, like, we relied on this information. It's in the contract that should be covered. We spoke to so-and-so on this date at this time, and they said everything looks good. So why am I being stuck with this bill now?
Tips and helpful how-tos for life. That was part of that conversation. And ones that you can think of now. Bring your show ideas, whether it's tips, advice, a different type of idea you always wanted to talk about in a wider conversation. 800-642-1234. Email your show ideas to ideas@wpr.org. Think about what should the morning show talk about next? What's on your mind? What do you want to learn more about? Burning questions or just things that are happening now that you see in your community. 800-642-1234. On Friday, the morning show produced a pair of segments inspired by caller suggestions. We talked with economists about the financial challenges facing Social Security, and we talked with Wisconsin state officials about searching for quality nursing homes. You can check out these programs and more. You can stream them. You can download the shows from our archives. It's all available there at WPR.org/mornings. And you can also find The Morning Show in podcast services. Call in with your show ideas now. Let's build on the conversation at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. After Jacqueline Corey called in and asked for a program about the work of sign language interpreters, we brought Jacqueline on the program as a guest. She's an interpreter at ASL Partners in Appleton. And here's Jacqueline on international sign languages.
There is one international sign language. It's called Gestundo. It's used primarily at United Nations meetings, and I would say 5 to 10 people throughout the entire world know it. So it's not very widely used. But ASL, obviously American Sign Language, is not universal. Every country has its own sign language. American Sign Language is derived from French Sign Language, actually. So a lot of our base signs that we use in developing American Sign Language came from France and French Sign Language.
Oh, excellent context, a caller idea into their life work, and they come on the show. You can join in with your show ideas right now at 800-642-1234. Mike from Madison called to suggest we talk about outreach programs that are offered by UW-Madison, like Wonders of Physics that's run by Hattie McLean. Other outreach programs can also be found at science.wisc.edu. Mike, thank you so much for that and for helping to bring the Wisconsin idea to the airwaves. You can join in with your show ideas, 800-642-1234. During another recent caller-only program, it was Tom in Madison who asked for guidance on choosing Medicare plans. Here is Sadie Tischler, the owner and an independent broker with Wisconsin Health Insurance Advocate, and recently talked about the Inflation Reduction Act aiming to limit prescription drug prices.
When we're talking about any sort of additional private insurance plan, whether it's a drug plan or a Medicare Advantage plan with or without drug coverage, it is so unique to the person. There is not one plan I recommend in particular. Each plan covers different prescriptions and at different pricing. So each person really needs an individual evaluation for that. The exciting part about the Inflation Reduction Act is that you're right, Shereen. As of April 1st, Medicare is going to be seeking rebates from drug manufacturers that increase their prices more than the rate of inflation. To me, this is really exciting. It's a first step in Medicare making some effort to control prescription drug costs for beneficiaries.
We are revisiting bits and pieces of insightful conversations aired on the program, and we want to know, what should the morning show cover next? It is a caller-only program as we gather up all your show ideas, and there's a line for you at 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Share with us what topics or issues are important to you and be part of the caller-only program. Last week, we spoke with one of the most decorated distance runners in U.S. history, two-time Olympian marathoner Kara Goucher, and her new memoir, it's called The Longest Race, Inside the Secret World of Abuse, Doping, and Deception on Nike's Elite Running Team. Here's Kara responding to a morning show caller asking about paid maternity leave.
I hope that we've pushed for change. There have been contract amendments over the last few years. There are more women getting pregnant in track and field and being protected, but I completely agree that it is treated like an illness, and that's too bad. You know, as an athlete, had I been supported and had I been able to come back a little bit slower, I probably wouldn't have faced the injuries that I did, which I repeatedly faced. Hip injuries and femur injuries for the rest of my career. And I do believe it was because, you know, I was back running 100 miles a week before my son was even 2 months old.
And that conversation is a book conversation. Maybe there's an author that you would love to hear on the morning show. Join in with your show ideas, your book ideas, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. As we open up the lines to find out where you want to take the morning show next, let's talk about the programming you want to hear this month and beyond. What questions you want us to explore, what kinds of programming would help your family's life and well-being. Be part of this caller only, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We invite your ideas for feature segments at this point on a caller-only program. And the ideas, they are endless on what could make a segment. And in recent days, case in point, we've talked about the legacy of Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. We talked about research on animal behavior, state politics, insects as a source of food. So, you know, there's a lot out there that you could come up with a show idea for. Email your show ideas to ideas@wpr.org. Let's bring in Matt in Milwaukee. Matt, what would you like to bring up?
Hi. I think I hear a lot of shows that or even just news headlines that we're missing the context of, you know, how we got to where we are. And last week, the show on alternative energy was a great show, but nobody even mentioned that the Scott Walker administration basically got us into this situation where in the early 2000s, we were ahead of the game. And, you know, now because of choices our government made, we're behind the game. The same is true with the driver's reckless driving. We hear about it every day, but we hear very little about how our state legislature,
how we got here, and the policies and the politics surrounding that. Yes, so alternative energy, reckless driving, and I think healthcare was another one you want to bring up, Matt.
I mean, the same is true where, you know, we're one of the last states that's not accepting the, you know, the Medicaid funding.
Expansion. Okay,
that was a choice our government made. What are the consequences of that? That, you know, which rural hospitals are being closed because of that? Which maternity wards are lacking funding? All these things, and we get coverage of them, but not
tracing their backstories and their connections to policy. Matt, thank you so much for taking the time to call in. Really appreciate it. Aaron now in Oshkosh. Aaron, what's on your mind?
Yes, hello. Thank you for the call. I will try to explain this as briefly and succinctly as possible. Think of it as a computer programming metaphor from the 80s, garbage in, garbage out. This is in relation to gun control laws. Every legally purchased and sold firearm has a paper trail that goes along with it. You go to the gun store, you fill out the form, which is a federal form, and asks you certain questions. Marijuana, drug abuse, mental health, domestic violence are all things that are addressed on that form. Okay, criminal record is another one. Local cities, counties, and every state across America are not fulfilling their obligation to, if a citizen is arrested for, let's say, domestic violence here in Oshkosh, they go to court, they get sentenced for it, they move down to Beloit, they lie on the form, they legally buy a gun, they then come back up here, shoot their ex-partner.
So you're finding that what is put on the paperwork
because
the system's not talking with each other.
And this has been the low-hanging fruit that everyone in the gun debate has not dealt with. We have all the laws in place required to have much more accountability. These incidents with these mass shootings, the vast majority of everyone committed, somebody, the person that committed the atrocity, should have been blocked legally from that purchase. But because the information saying that they should have been denied was never put into the system.
Aaron, thank you so much for bringing light to how to make sure the system doesn't have failures and an angle on the gun control debate and looking more specifically at federal paperwork and ensuring laws are upheld. Appreciate so much you calling in, Aaron. Varun in Middleton is here. Varun, hi.
Hi, I was wondering if you guys could, like in the next month, like, do some coverage about renewable energy in Wisconsin. Like, I feel like renewable energy and, like, green energy is, like, a topic we don't get coverage on a lot, especially in Wisconsin. And I'm a younger person, I think, listening to NPR, and I think that for my generation, like, news about renewable energy and, like, climate change is really important to me.
Hear that. Yes, but renewable energy is a very broad topic. Is there something in particular under that vast umbrella, if you will, that is of particular concern to you or something you want to dig deeper into?
Particularly, like, people doing new things and, like, renewable energy, maybe, like, new, like, solar plants, new wind plants, or people, like, trying to fit, or maybe, like, politicians, like, trying to bring more renewable energy to Wisconsin.
Okay, so new ideas, new solutions, people trying things, and more of the experimentation?
Yeah.
Varun, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it. Christopher emailed us this morning, suggested a program about benefits under the Inflation Reduction Act and the bipartisan infrastructure law. Christopher says governments, communities, and individuals can all get support on improving their energy and infrastructure. Christopher, thank you so much for that email. Let's bring in Ben in Madison now. Ben, what's on your mind for a show topic?
Well, maybe something like a brief synopsis on kind of the history of plastics and maybe when we started realizing they were bad and kind of more of a deeper dive into some of the alternatives that they have where they're like plant-based or compostable plastic and if they're really viable and do what they say.
It sounds like there are a bunch of interesting things here, Ben, to explore in the vast area of how plastics became so in part of our environments. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. And then kind of like a oh crap moment and like how they're trying to still keep them as a product, just like with the spin of like, oh, it's compostable or plant-based. Is it really plant-based? You know?
Mm-hmm. Are you concerned as well about microplastics in water?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
Ben, thank you so much for bringing that. Really appreciate it. Have it down. Dale in Waukesha, you're next. Dale, hi.
Hello. Good morning. Thank you for your program. I really enjoy it.
Thank you.
I wanted to know about, if we could have a program about how we, what we do about junk mail. I've been keeping track of my junk mail since the beginning of the year, and I have over 400 pieces of junk mail. I carried out about 15 pounds out to recycling yesterday. And so I went online to see if there was a way to do it, to stop it. There was a form to fill out, and then you had to send in $5.
Huh.
Which I did. I thought $5, you know, it's worth to see what happens. Well, nothing stopped. I feel sorry for my mail carrier. I feel it's just such a terrible waste.
Dale, do you consider political mail as part of junk mail or not? Just curious.
Yes, I do, because, I mean, I might contribute to one or two candidates, but then somehow I'm on 300 mailing lists that I didn't intend to be on. And there are sometimes you could unsubscribe, but it doesn't really unsubscribe you. Every once in a while it does. But it's like every day I would have to go through and unsubscribe a lot of.
It takes a lot of work. Yes. And this is not just about the grocery store circulars and the coupons. You're seeing a much wider increase in what you would consider junk mail.
Right, and all the nonprofits, too. You give to one nonprofit, you get 30 other nonprofits that are soliciting you not once or twice, and then they send you items that really you cannot use, that you don't want, that I don't need any more tote bags. I'm sorry. I really, really don't.
You're winding up on lists. Dale, thank you so much for keeping tabs on this and calling in with this idea. Appreciate that, collecting, you know, 15 pounds of this type of mail since the start of the year. Mike and DeForest, go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to get an update on the movement for Final Five voting here in Wisconsin. Recently, Alaska had passed Final Four voting. I had gone through the election. I'd just like to get an update. There's bipartisan legislation with 20 co-sponsors. I have a couple of guest suggestions even for you, if you'd like.
Yes, please bring them on.
Yeah, so Final Five actually has its origins in Wisconsin. Catherine Gale, G-E-H-L.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we've had Catherine Gale on, yes.
Yeah, so she'd be a great guest to, yep, to get a refresh across the nation, mm-hmm, but particularly in Wisconsin. Sarah Eskrich is the executive director of Democracy Found,
okay,
leading the movement here. She'd be a great person. Also, there's a gentleman named John Pudner, P-U-D-N-E-R, from Take Back Our Republic Action,
okay,
and he's also very active in that. Final Five would be an excellent way to...
Yeah, and Mike, I have to pause here as we're short on time before the news break. Bring your show ideas, 800-642-1234. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It is a caller-only program dedicated to you and what you want to bring to these Wisconsin conversations. What are your ideas for future programs and segments? Which shows have you enjoyed most or least? Which guests should we definitely have back and why? Join in with your program ideas and where we should head next. We're taking notes. One at a time here, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. David in Reedsburg is here. David, hi, what is your suggestion?
Hi, Reedsville, Wisconsin.
I'm sorry. Yep.
My topic or discussion suggestion would be large capitalism and the excesses of capitalism today. The article recently released by the head of a major international European bank discussing the causes of inflation and the causes of the excesses of profits going to the big corporations in the top 0.1% of the population, increasing poverty. He wrote the article talking about how these large corporations have been increasing profits dramatically, increasing prices, taking advantage of COVID and lacking of supply chains. And
okay,
therefore,
yep,
increasing the inflationary problems and the problems for the, you know, for the majority of the populations of the world, and how this needs to be controlled. That's his view of the problem, and how capitalism is going to destroy itself because of these excesses.
And David, in the meantime, I just want to point you to a conversation we're having next Wednesday, the 26th. It's the Bernie Sanders book, It's Okay to Be Angry About Capitalism. Along the same lines, it might pique your interest. That's next Wednesday after 8. And meanwhile, we've taken down your suggestion. Appreciate you calling in. Hamid in Madison called to ask about public transportation and having conversations about plans to change schedules and routes in Madison and elsewhere and the impact on ridership. That's public transportation front and center. Hamid, thank you for that. Mary in Park Falls called asking to explain the difference between Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans and finds too many deceptive ads on TV about Medicare Advantage. And I want to point you, Mary, to our program about different Medicare plans that was on Monday, March 27th. You can refer to our archives. Check it out. These programs that we've aired anytime. You can stream, you can download past shows. It's at WPR.org/mornings. You can find also the morning show in podcast services. Call in with your show ideas now, front and center, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Tom in Madison is here. Tom, hi.
Hi. I'd like to have a program on these common additives in our food that are linked to health concerns. There's an article in the New York Times about it, and a lot of these additives are banned in Europe, but not in this country here. And there's about 5 chemicals they're considering. They're in baked goods, candy, and soda. You know, things like a red dye number 3 are used in 3,000 food products, and titanium dioxide, brominated vegetable oil, potassium bromate. Our food is not that safe as we think.
Tom, thank you for that suggestion, the secret additives in foods and what we see on the labels, what they mean for our diets. We've taken down that suggestion. Lyric now in Blanchardville. Lyric, hi.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call. I'll be quick. I'm just horrified by those tall ATC lines that they're putting up in Dodgeville on major intersections over businesses. I have three quick questions. One, I thought they were still going to the courts. Why can they continue to put them up? Two, what was the science behind how high they are, on how safe they are? Three, when they fall down, if they can't go through a tornado or something, they're going to stop all the traffic for food and everybody going up and down the interstate. Have they considered all of those problems? I'd like to hear a good program on that.
Lyric, thank you so much on the high voltage electric transmission system, the lines going through Lyric's area, and the controversies surrounding that. We appreciate, and we haven't touched down on that recently, Lyric, so thank you so much for putting that in front of us with all of these show ideas. You can bring them now, what shows the morning show should cover next. This is a program that's dedicated to you and what you want to bring to the morning show. It's your ideas. Maybe you have questions you want to explore, stories or experiences you wish to share with fellow Wisconsinites. So we're taking stock of all these ideas. What should the morning show cover next? 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. In March, we produced a weekly series about tools in the kitchen on knives and cutting boards, pots and pans. It was an absolute blast and so much great information. Here's part of our conversation about cast iron with Alyssa Toninato, founder of American Skillet Company in Wanakee and an iron worker and operator of Feline Studios.
Cast iron is the one pan that you need on the stove. It can do all the things that all the other pans can do, plus properly sear your meat or your vegetables. It's like, it's about the heat. Cast iron gets the hottest of all the cookwares, and it can go in the oven, it can go in the fire, it can sit on a glass top, it can be on the gas grill. It goes all the places, and it lasts forever. And it's one of those things that people hand down. It's like a, you know, like an heirloom furniture, you know, basically. It's something that is just so versatile.
Do you perhaps have an idea for a series on the morning show, maybe much like the series we did on kitchen tools? Bring those ideas at WPR.org. You can also call in at 800-642-1234, bringing your show ideas. So during our last caller only, Peter in Price County requested a show on the decline of newspapers and the growth of local news deserts. And so we invited a Harvard scholar to come on the program and talk about the research on this issue. So here's Professor Tom Patterson on why the decline in newspapers is concerning.
The local paper is not just any other business. It really helps hold the community together so that when it goes, some of the democracy in that community also goes with it. And that's what we're concerned about, is how do we shore up local news? How do we make sure that people in communities across the country have access to enough news about their community so that they know what the government is doing, they know what their neighbors are doing in terms of when it relates to community issues and the like. So they basically can keep track, can be part of the community and have a sense of what's going on in the place where they live, outside of their own neighborhood and friendships.
Important conversation there. We heard from Pam in Richland County, wants to hear more conversation about the Aging and Disability Resource Center, which is a free service to help caregivers. Reminds me of the conversation, Pam, we just had about nursing homes and long-term care. And that it would be a wonderful jumping off point, more to focus in now on aging and disability resource centers. You can join in with your show ideas. Bring them to ideas@WPR.org as we explore these great ideas that you want to bring to the morning show in the coming weeks and months. So in February, Jim from Baldwin called in and suggested a program with a California-based nonprofit called Eat Real that aims to help school districts serve nutritious food to students. Here's part of our conversation with its CEO, Nora LaTorre.
Happening right now in America, and we have a massive children's health crisis that people aren't talking about. So school meals are an incredible way to get healthy, delicious, sustainable, culturally relevant meals to every child and to create more equality where there's no stigma happening, where some kids get a meal and some kids don't get a meal, or some kids get this quality of a meal and some kids get that quality meal, and some kids get school lunch debt and then are shamed because of that. Like, it is an amazing way to just make a consistent investment in nutrition for our children.
All right, nutrition and children. Let's go to Linda in Plymouth. Linda, hi. What would you like to bring up?
I have several friends who are struggling with obesity, and they're beating themselves up. And it's not about what they're eating. They're eating healthy. A couple of months ago on People's Pharmacy, they were discussing about obesity as a disease and it needs to be addressed as such. And yet I haven't heard anything more about it. And we have a lot of people suffering, and I don't think it's necessary. So
thank you.
Topic on obesity.
Yes, Linda, thank you so much. The suffering of obesity and how to address it holistically. Linda, really appreciate your ideas there. As we collect future show ideas from you, we rewind on some memorable conversations. What topics deserve more time and attention? Still time to talk on this caller-only program, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's a caller-only program. Let's bring in Julia in Madison now. Julia, what is your show idea?
Hi, good morning. Thank you. My idea is many people are not aware of the state of Wisconsin service of the Medigap helpline. This is a free service for all individuals in Wisconsin that are trying to decipher through the Medicare, all the choices to be made and trying to make sense of it. And this is a free service through the state of Wisconsin. It's through the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care Program. And so many people are not familiar with this program. And I just really want to encourage listeners to Google it, but also to invite some of their staff to come and speak about the Medigap Medicare helpline.
And just for clarity, the people who staff the helpline, they are not brokers or affiliated with any type of insurance package or insurance company.
That is correct. They are state of Wisconsin employees.
Okay.
And they are not out to sell anything. They are there as a guide.
Medigap, okay.
Yeah, they are amazing. And I also want to just throw in, I'm a Madisonian, but I know this isn't just for Madison. I would like to have the mayor, other people from the Housing Commission come on and speak about what is Madison and the surrounding area doing for housing, specifically for those over the age of 60. I see a lot of high-rise apartments going up, very expensive, and a lot of people, the friends of mine that are 60, 70 years old, they don't know what they are going to do because housing is not being focused on the aging.
Okay. Julia, thank you so much. Continuing the conversation about housing, especially in aging and as cities change and more developments go up. Let's go to Paul in Madison. Paul, hi.
Hi there. You're asking about ideas for like series. And I was thinking there's a lot of really good music festivals here in Wisconsin. Summerfest in Milwaukee gets a lot of attention, but all over the place up north, they've got country music festivals. Out west, they've got the Drift Music Gardens doing once a month pretty much now. Thought that'd be a nice topic.
And what do you want to hear about these festivals? What would it focus on, or what would be the flavor of the conversation?
Yeah, a lot of them are either they have like a community and arts focus or just working towards like charity ideas. I'm sure the organizers themselves can probably know this better than me. But
do you frequent frequent these festivals?
I used to. I was going to like 3 or so a summer, and it was really cool. Like I get to places in the state I'd never see otherwise. And a lot of them are either almost all regional bands or they bring in national acts that I wouldn't have seen otherwise. So,
well, Paul, we have a Summerfest conversation coming up in mid-May. So we've got that one covered, but we'll certainly take a peek at other music festivals. And also we have a Spring Classical Music Concert Hour coming up May 5th as well. Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it. A series on music festivals, Paul says. Del in Madison. Del, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, we can hear you.
Wonderful. I'd like to suggest that we have a program that connects the dots between the current illiteracy rates for our state's public schools, especially the largest school systems in our state, and how that hemorrhaging of illiteracy into our communities is impacting, providing barriers to employment, how it interferes with successful post-secondary education and training, and its impact on our children's mental health and abilities to be informed citizens.
How low literacy permeates society. Del, appreciate. Thank you so much for calling in. Allison in Racine is next. Allison, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I would love to hear you interview Chris Smalls. He's the former Amazon worker who started the first union, I believe, in Staten Island at the Amazon facility there. And then he was promptly fired by Amazon. And he's leading the movement to unionize more Amazon facilities. I believe he was invited to testify or talk before a Senate committee. He was invited by Senator Sanders. And I think in a state where Act 10 was so devastating and where we recently had a very long strike here in Racine by the Case New Holland workers that was settled, but Senator Sanders actually came here as well to talk with them. I think all of it is connected, and I think it would be interesting to even hear a series talking about the history of unions in Wisconsin and the reawakening of this movement nationally and get some of these people on to talk about it and fire up more people to join unions and start unions.
Allison, thank you so much for bringing the local focus, zooming out for more of a national focus and figuring out how to connect it all. That's fabulous. Thank you so much. Deborah in Winona, Minnesota. Deborah, what's your show idea?
I would like to hear some programs about animal rescue, humane societies, animal shelters, perhaps trap, neuter, release programs, and maybe something about the difficulty that people who own pets have in finding rental housing or keeping their rental housing because landlords change their minds about pets.
Okay. Pet ownership, sheltering, and trying to find a place that will take you and your pet. Deborah, appreciate it. And Let's see. Al in Milwaukee is here. Al, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to see if you could, it's right on the tails of that last caller, if you could interview Bjorn Nassett from Milwaukee, also well known as a local drag performer as BJ Daniels, but is heavily involved in senior pet rescue, shelters a number of them himself, and does a great job notifying people about senior dogs that have been abandoned due to medical or age issues, and is just a wonderful person and asset to the community.
Oh, I love the idea of a profile of a person doing good in the community and really making a difference in a particular area. Al, thank you. Let's bring in Marcella in Milwaukee. Marcella, hi.
Yes, on recycling, they say put the lids on the water plastic containers. But what about the glass jars that have a metal container, metal painted lid? Is that also something that can be done? And also, I think that they should find places where we can just recycle glass, because when all this is dumped into these trucks, it's crunched up. It breaks.
Oh, the waste stream of recycling, what goes where and where our recycling ends up, Marcella, really important. I really appreciate you bringing that up. I'm sure it's something that we've talked about in the past, but we could certainly use more investigation as the recycling markets change quite rapidly. And it's, you know, who knows where our recycling goes once we cart it out to the street. Over email, one of our listeners is suggesting we check out publications from the press at UW-Stevens Point. The press publishes local, typically Wisconsin authors, and the listener also suggests programs addressing the housing crisis and help for our elders and people with disabilities. Oh, appreciate that, and love to hear about the press at UW-Stevens Point. These are all such fabulous show ideas, and you keep us going strong with these ideas that you bring to the morning show, and we really appreciate them because you take us in new directions, and that's how we're able to go in new directions with the conversation. So thank you for your ideas and your contributions to the morning show. And don't forget, you can still visit our program page. You can fill out that quick two-question form to share more with us. Find us at WPR.org/mornings. It's where you can find our archives as well. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.